You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Thursday, July 14th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today we're talking about the unfounded fear that artificial intelligence tools could displace creatives. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. New products often come with disclaimers, but in April, the artificial intelligence company OpenAI issued an unusual warning when it announced a new service called DALL-E 2. The system can generate vivid and realistic photos, paintings, and illustrations in response to a line of text or an uploaded image. One part of OpenAI's release notes cautioned that the model may increase the efficiency of performing some tasks like photo editing or production of stock photography, which could displace jobs of designers, photographers, models, editors, and artists. So far, that hasn't come to pass. People who have been granted early access to DALL-E have found that it elevates human creativity rather than making it obsolete. Benjamin Von Wong, an artist who creates installations and sculptures, says it has, in fact, increased his productivity. DALL-E is a wonderful tool for someone like me who cannot draw, says Von Wong, who uses the tool to explore ideas that could later be built into physical works of art. Rather than needing to sketch out concepts, I can simply generate them through different prompt phrases. DALL-E is one of a raft of new AI tools for generating images. Ozaraskin, an artist and designer, used open-source software to generate a music video for the musician Zia Cora that was shown at the TED conference in April. The project helped convince him that image-generating AI will lead to an explosion of creativity that permanently changes humanity's visual environment. Anything that can have a visual will have one, he says, potentially upending people's intuition for judging how much time or effort was expended on a project. Suddenly, we have this tool that makes what was hard to imagine and visualize easy to make exist. It's too early to know how such a transformative technology will ultimately affect illustrators, photographers, and other creatives. But at this point, the idea that artistic AI tools will displace workers from creative jobs in the way that people sometimes describe robots replacing factory workers appears to be an oversimplification. Even for industrial robots, which perform relatively simple, repetitive tasks, the evidence is mixed. Some economics studies suggest that the adoption of robots by companies results in lower employment and lower wages overall, but there is also evidence that in certain settings, robots increase job opportunities. There's way too much doom and gloom in the art community, where some people too readily assume machines can replace human creative work, says Noah Bradley, a digital artist who posts YouTube tutorials on using AI tools. Bradley believes the impact of software like DALL-E will be similar to the effect of smartphones on photography, making visual creativity more accessible without replacing professionals. Creating powerful, usable images still requires a lot of careful tweaking after something is first generated, he says. There's a lot of complexity to creating art that machines are not ready for yet. The first version of DALL-E announced in January 2021 was a landmark for computer-generated art. It showed that machine learning algorithms fed many thousands of images as training data could reproduce and recombine features from those existing images in novel, coherent, and aesthetically pleasing ways. A year later, DALL-E 2 markedly improved the quality of the images that can be produced. It can also reliably adopt different artistic styles and can produce images that are more photorealistic. Want a studio-quality photograph of a Shiba Inu dog wearing a beret and black turtleneck? Just type it in and wait. A steampunk illustration of a castle in the clouds? No problem. Or a 19th-century-style painting of a group of women signing the Declaration of Independence? Great idea. Many people experimenting with DALL-E and similar AI tools describe them less as a replacement than as a new kind of artistic assistant or muse. It's like talking to an alien entity, says David R. Munson, a photographer, writer, and English teacher in Japan who has been using DALL-E for the past 2 weeks. It is trying to understand a text prompt and communicate back to us what it sees, and it just kind of squirms in this amazing way and produces things that you really don't expect. Munson likens DALL-E's responses to his prompts to the weird or surprising logical connections made by the young children he teaches. He asked the program to create an anthropomorphic pot roast holding a Bible, imaging that would produce something like a pot of stew with eyes, but he got something quite different. It made these weird, lumpy meat men, he says. Munson also used DALL-E to recreate a vivid memory from his childhood of watching television news of the fatal Space Shuttle Challenger accident in 1986. The new version of DALL-E is just one example of a new category of powerful image generation tools. Google recently announced two, Imagine in May and Party in June. Several open source projects have also created image generators such as Crayon, which went viral last month after people began using it to post memes on social media. New companies have sprung up to commercialize artistic AI tools. A website and app called Wombo can generate images in a variety of styles in response to a text prompt or an existing image, and it sells prints or NFTs of the results. Midjourney, an independent research lab that has made its technology available to beta testers, can turn text prompts into vivid, sometimes abstract illustrations. David Holes, the founder of Midjourney and previously CTO of Leap Motion, a 3D computer interface company, does not see his tool competing with artists. We're focused on exploring the essence of imagination, he says. Imagination is used for many things, sometimes art, but more often simply reflection and play. We wouldn't call what we make AI art, as the AI doesn't make anything on its own. It has no will, no agency. Midjourney runs a Discord where beta testers can submit a prompt for the company's algorithm to work with. Many people testing the service are artists, Holes says. They feel broadly empowered and optimistic about using the technology as part of their workflow. DALL-E and many other AI art tools are built on recent advances in machine learning that have enabled algorithms that process text or images to operate at much greater scale and accuracy. A few years ago, researchers found a way to feed huge volumes of text, scraped from novels and the internet, into these algorithms, allowing them to capture statistical patterns of text. After that training, the system could generate highly convincing text when given a starting sentence. Similar AI models have since proven adept at capturing and recreating patterns from other data, including audio and digital images, the basis of DALL-E. But these image generation systems lack any real understanding of the world and can produce images that are glitchy or nonsensical. And because they replicate the web-sourced images they were trained on, they can reflect societal biases. For example, always rendering doctors as male and flight attendants as female. There is also the potential that such programs could be used to generate fake photographs that are used to spread misinformation. OpenAI has acknowledged these risks and says it has implemented measures to prevent DALL-E from being used to create objectionable or misleading imagery. Those include preventing the system from generating images in response to certain words and restricting the generation of celebrity faces. The errors and glitches of AI image generators can themselves feel like an artistic tool. Crayon, a less capable clone of the original DALL-E, previously named DALL-E Mini, went viral last month after users discovered the fun in providing it with surreal, farcical, or unnerving text prompts. One art critic describes the limitations of the AI behind Crayon as yielding an online grotesque, bizarre or disturbing fusions drawn from the zeitgeist of the internet. Popular examples include muscular teapots, gaming urinals, or Death Star gender reveals. People's clever prompts are at least half the fun, says Aaron Hertzman, a principal scientist at Adobe Research and an affiliate professor at the University of Washington who studies computational art. He says Crayon and other image generation tools are enabling new forms of exploration, something inherent to creativity. And he compares text-to-image tools to a kind of conceptual art similar to that of Saul LeWitt or John Baldessare, where the idea behind a piece can be its most important component. Perhaps the biggest change that AI image generators will bring is dramatically expanding the number of people able to generate and experiment with art and illustration. Optimistically, you might say this is revolutionary in communication, says Tom White, an artist based in New Zealand whose work explores artificial intelligence. Even those who are not artistically inclined could use such tools to generate and share creative images, White says, something people are already doing with crayon memes. That may change how we relate to each other. White, whose artwork includes abstract images carefully crafted to fool common image recognition programs, says he enjoys testing DALL-E 2 to try and reveal aspects of the images in its training data and what restrictions have been placed on the system to prevent creation of offensive images. Over time, he begins to see a kind of personality in the missteps a particular system makes. White suspects that tools like DALL-E 2 may become far more powerful and interesting as it becomes possible to interact with them in different ways. The only way to refine an image DALL-E produces currently is to rewrite the prompt or crop the image and use it as the prompt for a new set of ideas. White believes that it won't be long before people using creative AI tools will be able to ask for specific adjustments to an image. DALL-E is not the end of the road, White says. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, crypto's free reign may be coming to a close. Checking in on Wired Science, is there good news for monarch butterflies? Scientists disagree. And on Wired Security, quantum-proof encryption is here, decades before it can be put to the test. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from Wired.com.